news none of us wanted to hear. Michael, you heard today. How are you handling things?
Shaken. You know, obviously a man of faith, but a little shaken. Because you never expect it to happen. And then for it to happen again, you don't know why. You know, I'm not going to question why. You know, my faith is in the Lord. I'm going to stay strong in that as best I can. But today, it's been a hard day today. I had an incredible response from my teammates, the organization. They've comforted me, encouraged me, loved on me. It's been a hard, hard day today. But I'll get through it, though.
So did you know it was bad when it happened?
Yes and no. I heard a pop, and, you know, I've been slashing and I've been driving and nothing that has happened up to that point. And on a move that wasn't even dynamic, it happens. So I limped off. I was able to walk, actually, a little bit in the back. Last year, I couldn't do that. And I was like, well, it may not be an ACL. So, and then we took the MRI reports today and found out it was an ACL. And, yeah, I cried, you know, because, you know, you work so hard to get back to where I was playing and for it to happen again. And it just hurts. It hurts. I feel bad for our team and our organization and our fans who supported me. And it's a tough day, and I will get through this again somehow, some way.
Could you just describe the play a little bit?
It wasn't even a dynamic move. Just posting up Kobe, obviously, and then was trying to make a move and turn. And I had a lot of my body weight on that leg. And as soon as I tried to explode, I heard a pop. And it didn't sound good. I thought it was scar tissue maybe breaking up. But it didn't feel good. So,
Michael, there are many guys who are able to come back.
Yeah.
I know you're a man of faith and everything.
I know.
But where are you right now in your mind and your determination to come back from this?
You know what? I was talking to my wife today about this. And something in my heart wouldn't let me give up. I came back this year when a lot of people thought I couldn't. And I'm going to try it again, you know. So that's where I'm at. Again, I was shaken earlier and hurt by it and devastated. But at the same time, talking to my wife today, she really encouraged me. She was like, dude, you got more left in you. And so we're going to go at it again. We're going to rehab. Probably have surgery sometime later this month or in February, which was earlier than last year. And it gave me a full summer again to rehab. And it's just the pain of going through rehab again and the surgery again. That's the frustrating thing about it. So it's been a difficult, difficult year. But I believe the best is yet to come still.
You going back home tonight?
Yeah, I'm going back home tonight. Rehab before the surgery. And then once I have the surgery, I'm going to go back home to Columbus and just get away and clear my mind and rehab there in Columbus.
You're going to Milwaukee now?
Yeah, more Milwaukee. Milwaukee now, yeah. I've been Milwaukee for a while, a little bit. Yeah.
Did you feel like you were starting to turn a corner a little bit? Because it seemed like you were starting to get that timing back your groove back, basically.
Yep, I felt comfortable on the court again. Shot was falling, moving really well. You know, understanding our offense, getting back in our groove of our offense and you know, you want to say, why me? You know what I mean? Again, but, you know, we don't know why things happen. Things happen for a reason. God has a plan for my life. I don't know what it is totally, but I'll figure it out along the way. And I'll keep fighting, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you. No problem.